This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, November 16, 2017. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. About 10% of children in the world, some 152 million, are trapped in child labour. Of those, almost half are in hazardous work. That was the stark reality faced by delegates at the 4th Global Conference on the Sustained Eradication of Child Labor in Argentina, November 14th to 16th. One of the speakers at the conference was Christy Hoffman, the Deputy General Secretary of the Global Union, UNI. UNI represents some 20 million workers who are members of 900 trade unions active in the skills and services sectors.
I'd like to stress three points: dignity, opportunity, and responsibility. First, dignity. Child labor is a product of adult poverty, and that's one of the things we've got to eradicate. And starting with living wages for everyone, social protection, but also let's not forget that freedom of association and collective bargaining are enabling rights, which ensure that adults earn decent wages and children are in school and not the fields. Second, on opportunity. We want to all share in the growth of the wealth, opportunity to thrive, where the technology is going to make so many things possible that we can't even imagine today, but opportunity to wipe away, again, inequality and poverty. Shared responsibility. It's the responsibility of our governments. It's also the responsibility of business. It's the responsibility of companies that profit in our global economy to make sure that the people contribute to the value of what they create are treated fairly, that there are no children in the supply chain. We all have to take responsibility to get rid of this problem. We know that where there's a political will, there is a way to do this. This is not impossible. There should not be children in our digital future. There should not be children now working, but certainly when we look forward, it's a fixable problem. Lastly, on responsibility, I want to say that there should be technological responsibility, so that technological innovations have to put the interests of people into the frame. It's not just about coming up with the snazziest new product. We've got to integrate the interests of the whole society. How do we build the political will that's going to be required to enforce human rights for all workers and poverty, and therefore, by extension, the practice of child labor? I think this is the question that we have it within our capacity to end child labor right now. It's an urgent problem. It is not a future world of work problem. We should not come back for a fifth conference. We have the capacity. How do we build the political will to make that happen?
Another speaker at the conference on the eradication of child labor was Guy Ryder, the Director General of the UN's International Labor Organization. Mr. Ryder is the first unionist to lead the ILO in its 98-year history.
The way I look at it is the following. We started this conversation, I think many conversations, by all agreeing, and it's good when we can all agree, that this future of work is not out there, it's not already determined by anybody else, it's not determined by robots. It will be what we decide. That's a very beautiful principle, and I think it's true. But then the question is, where do I fit? Where do I fit as a politician, as an employer, as a trade unionist, as a citizen, as an NGO activist, as a family member? Where do I fit in to this overall effort, this overall need to be active? I guess the question I ask or will ask people is, what right have I got to do nothing? What right have I got to be a spectator? And then how do we overcome, how do we break out of just our simple personal self-interest? How do we overcome what might be seen as a sort of a cold-headed calculation of where my self-interest lies in the future, to actually dedicate my efforts to something which is a broader social goal that we all share? Jump out of your own sort of space and join with others.
The United Nations has adopted an agenda which calls for the elimination of all forms of child labor by 2025. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.